Poslušate Slovensko da na Radio SBS in upam, da uživate v poslušanju. Še posebej sedaj, ko imam lepo priložnost in mi je čast, da lahko prvič predstavim novega predsednika oziroma novo predsednico, mlado predsednico slovenskega kluba v Adelaidi. To je Dinka Jerebica. In pred kratkim so imeli občini zbor, kjer so izvolili nov upravni odbor za leto 2016-2017. Dinka nam bo predstavila ta nov odbor in na splošno, kaj se dogaja v slovenskem klubu Adelaide. Dinka, lepo pozdravljena na naši slovenski oddaji. Welcome for the first time. I understand you're a little bit nervous about this interview. There's no need to be nervous. We're very friendly here at SBS.
Well, good afternoon, and I'll trust that you are friendly, and I'll try to keep myself calm.
Nothing to fear, nothing to fear. Firstly, congratulations on being elected as president of the Slovenian Club in Adelaide, and we've heard that you've got a very vibrant young committee behind you.
Yes, it's been really great. It was completely unexpected, but all the committee members are second generation, so that's been really helpful, and so it's wonderful.
That's a milestone in itself. I know here in Melbourne we have had second generation committees, but first time in Adelaide.
It is definitely completely. It was a surprise to everybody, I think, to feel that the first generation decided to step down. And in some ways, they've done a great job, and we wouldn't have what we've got today if it hadn't been for their commitment and their work ethic. However, it's good to know that we're all learning on this, and we're supporting each other and using the technology we've got today to be able to sort of communicate in a different way to what the first generation did.
Dinka Jerebica, tell us about yourself. We haven't heard much about you, and we may as well hear about the head honcho, about the president, before you introduce the new committee. Who's Dinka?
Well, Dinka, you could say, is the accidental president. That's what I'm actually sort of labelling myself as. And I also can see a future movie about the accidental president. My mum and dad are from Slovenia. I came out in 1957. I was 5 years old. And my auntie that was living here already came to meet us in Melbourne and brought us back to Adelaide. I am now 64 years old. I was married and I have two children. My daughter, who's 41, and my son, who's 39. I have grandchildren, and I sort of still think and feel pretty much Slovenian. My father is still alive, mum passed away, and I think the Slovenian culture is, the Slovenian feel is definitely still very much alive in me. And I unexpectedly went to an AGM. I hadn't been involved with the Slovenian club because I had been married to an Australian, and I found it difficult to blend the differences in our values. But I've come back and I'm absolutely sleeves rolled up and wanting to do all I can. And I am focused on the success of the club, and so is everybody else on the committee.
Speaking of that committee, can you introduce it for us, please?
Okay, then. The committee, the new committee that's come on board is Eddie Lukacs as vice president, Carmen Yenko as our treasurer, Rosemary Bocklard as a committee secretary and is involved in other radio programs in Adelaide, Frank Dodich, Mark Orrell, who has also been involved, well, his family been greatly involved in the past, his father was president, Boris Hadavatin, also previously on a committee, and his family been involved, Paul Ivancic and Gianni Simeonato, both of them are my cousins, who've come on, and Marlon Yudishevich, who's never had any involvement with the club but is, you know, rolling his sleeves up and doing all he can. So a great lot of people that have come on and very positive.
How did it happen that the members of the first generation simply decided, right, enough is enough, we need to hand this over to the next generation? Because it appears elsewhere around the country that some members of the older generation find it very difficult to step aside.
The thing is that I wasn't actively involved until now. There was a committee that was formed to see where the future of the club was going to go, and it became apparent that unless something different is done, that it wasn't maybe going to succeed without new help. And I'm sure that the first generation felt confident to hand it over to us, and they've been fantastic. They've been really supportive of helping us with the knowledge. And maybe they thought it's better that there isn't an overlap. And I suppose it's a big thing about trusting us, trusting that we can do it, that we've got the ability to do it, because I think we've all been successful in, you know, in many areas of our life. And it's been, I think in some ways now I realise that it has been beneficial, but they are there. If any phone call I need to make or anybody needs to make to the previous generation, they are so willing to help and give us advice about how they did it with no strings attached, you know, very lovingly and very caringly.
It appears that there's a lot of mutual respect there.
Definitely, definitely. I cannot speak more highly of the previous president, and I think all the other people that have helped and are still willing to help. I do. It sort of makes me quite emotional sometimes when I look around and thinking the support we have as a committee, the support I have, I get very emotional about it, but they are just amazing. They really are. I cannot speak more highly of the first generation with the support and trust. I think is a big thing to say that we can do this for them to the best of our ability anyway. Yeah.
Yes, the first generation who, through blood, sweat and tears, built the club, not only the club in Adelaide, but all the Slovenian clubs and other organisations throughout Australia.
Definitely. But what is another thing that just makes me feel kind of, I don't know, this awareness that the club and our hall, because there's two aspects to it. There's a social aspect, which is keeping the club going for the members, but there's also a business aspect. But the hall at different times is hired for events. For instance, I think the Catholic nuns hired in May or something. They do a fundraiser for an orphanage for children over in the Philippines. Now, those sort of things make me feel proud of our community to think that this hall is actually providing things for other countries. It's not just about us. It's about sharing our resources, being generous in what we do. That's the part that is making me feel proud of what I'm doing, and I want to make sure that we continue doing that.
I suppose it's promoting the Slovenian community to the wider Australian community.
Well, that's a part, I think, you know, knowing when we first came out to Australia, there was so little. I started school and I couldn't speak English. I couldn't even ask, you know, to use the toilet. And now there's a lot more things that are available. And I think sometimes through your own experience, you might find that you maybe don't want to be as giving. You say, well, I never got it. Why should somebody else? But they haven't got that attitude. They are happy to share it. They're happy to be part of that and be generous in doing that. So it says something about how healthy the first generation are, even though they've gone through some very, very hard times.
Draga poslušalka, draga poslušalci, na telefonu imam novo predsednico slovenskega kluba u Adelaidi, gospo Dinko Jerebico, ki je članica mlajše generacije avstralskih Slovencev, rojena u Sloveniji, ampak smo ravno prej slišali, da so člani novega upravnega odbora slovenskega kluba u Adelaidi. Druga generacija avstralskih Slovencev, kar je res nekaj posebnega. Dinka, speaking about the club and the future of the club, any future plans? This is a very cliched question I like to ask any new president or any president who's been re-elected at any of the Slovenian organisations. In particular, your club will be celebrating its 60th anniversary next year.
We have got plans and ideas that we would like to use for the 60th next year. However, what we're finding is at this point that we still haven't reconnected with second and third generation enough. I suppose our mission at this point is more to try to, with social media, to bring the second and third generation back to the club. And that would sort of define what the events for the 60th will be next year. We've come up with the idea of having a dance, the Pust, and there's a lot of enthusiasm from meeting some of the people that are second generation, and I put it to them if they want these events, if they want to rekindle these friendships from and reconnect with people from their youth, which they used to go to the club, this might be the opportunity to flush them out, to bring them out and check out what the new committee is like, see what we're doing. And one of the things that I feel passionate about is offering every opportunity to provide the facilities for classes, let's say, for language. I met on the weekend when we had McLeish new arrivals to Australia, well, new arrivals 3 or 4 years ago, who speak beautiful Slovenian, and I would love to see the future, you know, the younger kids coming along to classes. There's cooking classes that we think that can still be held by the first generation. So they are small events that will be leading up to bringing people out. So the 60th then will sort of reflect that energy, but it is having to move it along at a fairly fast pace. But I am getting the response. People are very shyly putting their hands up to say, look, I think I can do this. And they don't want to be called a subcommittee or anything. They just want to be there to say we're helping. So in this short time that we've been doing this, people have really come on board. If each person I've met has been willing to say, well, look, I'd like to know a bit more. But it's a matter of how to get it out there and what sort of smaller events we can have. And another thing we were going to look at was having bocce on a Friday night, which might bring the second and third generation out, or blending it with the Sunday afternoons of the first and second and third. Lots of things like that. We've got NBN at the club at the moment, which we're hoping to put up, you know, YouTube videos of Slovenia and or other things of interest. The Slovenian people are really interested in world events. I'm surprised at how informed they are and quite articulate about what they hear on the news and their opinions. So I would like to think that these things will make an interesting place to come, and we can show movies in Slovenian and English and other cultures, so that there's a real flow about everything. And any idea, I keep saying to someone, if they have an idea that they'd like to put forward, please don't hesitate to ask us, because I am very supportive, and so is the committee, about these functions, or, you know, whether it's yoga or dance classes or anything like that, very, very receptive, and any other creative ideas. I just think the Slovenian people, and I'm learning more about it, are just amazing in their resilience, their creativity. They're able to socialise at a wonderful level of, you know, they communicate so well. It's been an absolute pleasure with the first generation and with, you know, second and third. Just, it's a given. So I feel blessed. I feel very blessed to be part of that community.
And when might these celebrations take place next year?
Well, the celebration for the 60th is the 25th, which is the same day as Independence Day for Slovenia.
So the 25th of June.
June, that's right, sorry. Yep, 25th of June. So how big an event at this point, really, we're not quite clear, but we are putting things into motion. Things are happening, and it will depend on the response we get from the second and third generation as to what it would look like, because we can still manage to do things to the very last minute. So I'm excited by the fact that we're not that we're not unsure, but the fact that there's more potential for making it very, very interesting.
It would be wonderful, perhaps, if we even got an SBS radio presence at that event, seeing as though we haven't really had much of a live presence in Adelaide, and it would be a wonderful opportunity for us to really push this milestone.
Well, it would be lovely if you came along, and we are looking at, hopefully soon, sending out invitations Australia-wide to share our story and for people to come on board if they want to come down for the weekend, which they've done before. The club can be sort of have new life, you know, have breathed into it. It would just be amazing to have this, and meeting the people that are my counterparts in the different states and the committee members, if they can come. One of the problems that is facing the second and third generation is the time factor to do a lot of things. The first generation, that was their home, that was their centre, and they all came there. For the second generation, and in my case, I do have a large range of friendships everywhere. So the club wasn't centre of my universe. It is now, but it is difficult because of work commitments, of family commitments, a lot of that sort of stuff, that when the second generation person does something, it does entail effort. And if that effort takes place, it means they really do care. So I'm hoping that it would all come together in a form that will be a blessing for all of us. And I'm hoping that it will continue on for generations to come. By providing a centre or a home for these things to continue to happen, even if the language to some extent may be lost. In America, apparently there's a club that they have everything in Slovenian, the crafts, the cooking and the music, but that most of them don't speak Slovenian, which is sad. My children don't speak Slovenian, but it doesn't mean that the tradition can't continue in a really healthy way.
Dinka, I can say here, we had a priest working amongst the Slovenian community in Australia, Pater Niko Žvokal. I'll never forget what he said to me personally, and I think he said it publicly as well, that it's not important whether you speak the language. What's important is that you have your Slovenian background, your culture and your heritage in your heart.
Well, I think he's right. I definitely feel he's right. And I have to say that when I was doing the radio program here in Adelaide and I was saying something and it seemed just a throwaway line that I said, I feel like I've come home, I didn't realise how much emotion there was involved in it. I never thought that I had such a strong connection until I said those words and I almost broke down. I thought, oh my God, I didn't realise how inside me this Slovenian thing was so strong. And I really appreciate I do love the fact I'm Slovenian with all the good and the bad stuff that goes with it, you know. And what was really good too, and that you're talking about priests, was Father David. He comes to the club. And it's just wonderful connecting with him, and he's providing a wonderful service for the Slovenian community here. And we're also looking, I think, apparently next year there's going to be 8 priests coming out from Slovenia, and he will be taking them to different states. And we're blessed to have them at the church in Adelaide, and we're intending, we've got them sorted out to be doing some singing on Sunday, the day after the Puss dance. So there are all these little things that I think is going to make part of the bigger picture. So I'm hoping that the interest, the spirit of our background will sort of rekindle the desire to want to be there, at least on a fairly consistent basis, not maybe every week or every month, but at least people pop their head in and want to be part of that home or the Slovenian thing that they've been brought up with.
Everything sounds so positive, and it's wonderful to see how positive you are, particularly being the new president of one of the oldest Slovenian associations in Australia. Dinka, what else would you like to share with our listeners before we conclude today's really invigorating interview?
Oh, I was thinking about this when you sort of indicated I'd be interviewed. I suppose that we've all gone, and I can speak for myself, but I know for others, there's always been a challenge coming to Australia and blending the Slovenian life with the Australian and, you know, helping your parents learn English. And in the process, you know, you lose the language because it went that way. If people can, and it's hard to say because I came across this accidentally, if they can be involved with that generation, they do teach us a lot of resilience, strength, courage, being obstinate about stuff, that it would be sad to lose that. And I can feel myself getting emotional. I would hate to think that I somehow contributed to the club, our club, closing down because we couldn't find a way through to keep it going in some form. So I would be saying to the listeners, to the best of their ability, be kind and supportive of each other. Nurture new ideas if you can, because that's the only thing that's going to really keep it going. You know, if you've got to have to say something, say it in a way that's constructive and see, okay, how can I put down the next brick that we can put towards this building our future? Because my daughter and my son, even though they're like the third generation, they have got that Slovenian thing in them because of my parents and because of me. And as much as they're Australian, you know, they are Slovenian as well. And I'd like to think that there's always going to be a base for them somewhere, whether it's in Adelaide, whether it's in Melbourne, a connection, something that's slightly familiar and say, oh, my God, you know, my parents did that or my grandparents did that. So to the greater community, I would say if you're Slovenian and other cultures, try to nurture it in a healthy way, blend the both of us, a wonderful Australian life here with what we've got, because that's why they came here. And thank God for the blessings we receive every day. So that would be my message.
Dinka, thank you so much for joining us today here on SBS Radio. It's been wonderful hearing your words of wisdom, particularly pertaining to the important topic of the future of the Slovenian community, not only in Adelaide, but throughout Australia. It's a theme we often cover on this program, and we really appreciate what you had to say today. Dinka najlepša hvala da ste se nam tukaj pridružili na Radio SBS, na naši slovenski oddaji. Še enkrat iskrene čestitke da ste bili izvoljeni kot predsednica slovenskega kluba v Adelaidi. Gotovo se bomo večkrat slišali na tej oddaji, še posebej v naslednjem letu, ko boste praznovali to veliko okroglo 60. obletnico obstoja kluba. Najlepša hvala še enkrat. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me on there, and it was a pleasure, and you did a wonderful interview.